105 CJVR, Cal Grattan with Shantaya today. Hello, Shantaya.
Hi, Cal. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
It's been, we were talking about this off the air a little bit. It's been a while since you and I had a conversation. A year ago, is that right?
Almost a year. Mm. I would like to think that it was, you know, less time has passed, but it's kind of almost been 12 months.
Crazy. New tune of yours called Broke to Brand New. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how's the year been for you? How's everything going?
It's been wild. I mean, the response I had on my last single, Had a Good Weekend, opened so many doors, and I was just so thankful to radio for jumping on board with that song, thankful to you guys for playing it, and it's just been a lot of shows here in Nashville. I had my Whiskey Dam debut and played The Listening Room so many times. I can't even count how many times I've played it now. It's just become like a second home for me. So I've just been loving every minute of it and just soaking it all in.
So you're in Nashville now, are you?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I don't think the vibe has really ever slowed down there, has it? It's been pretty busy through the pandemic.
Yeah, when I first moved here, it definitely, you could tell it was just a different city, and the vibe did change a little bit. Mm. But since last spring, things have just slowly kind of picked back up and kind of felt like it didn't miss a beat, really. But I've been lucky to be able to play some really crazy, amazing stages here and share my music with people in Nashville.
You bet. Well, let's talk about this new tune of yours called Broke to Brand New. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, been hanging on to this song for a little over a year. I was at a gig here in Nashville that I play often called The Row, and overheard somebody talking about this broke down truck that was brand new to them, and it just sort of sparked the idea, and I related it in a relationship sense and something that, you know, everybody can kind of relate to, and went home and wrote the chorus in like 2 minutes and sent it to some friends, and they were all, "Don't you dare write this with anybody else," you know. They loved it, and so I saved it for them, and we wrote it about a week later, and when we recorded the demo, we all started tearing up and crying listening back to it. It was just something really special about the song, and I'm just so glad that it's finally out in the world.
Where did you record it?
I recorded it with Grady Saxman here in Nashville at Saxman Studios. He's an incredible producer, really working with a lot of independent, up-and-coming artists, and just so thankful for him, because with Broke to Brand New, it was kind of my wild card. I brought three songs in. It was kind of my wild card. I didn't know which way it was going to go. And we had initially recorded the demo with my co-writer, Brittany Knott. And we put it in this more like Vices, Miranda Lambert vibe. And when I brought it into Grady, he was just like, "Can we kind of like play with the vibe a little bit on this?" And I was all for it. And he took this in a more of like a bop sort of way. So I'm just excited because a lot of people are really commenting on how much they love the production of the song. So I'm so glad I let him take the reins on it.
Perfect. It is a great tune. And of course, we're playing it here at CJVR. I want to talk about Road Back to Cavendish. What's this concert series all about?
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited for this. So they've been doing their Road Back to Cavendish series. They did their first stop, I believe, with the Rec Laws. And then I got an email from the RBCX Music First Up program. I was a part of it last year. And it's just an amazing program that helps emerging artists get opportunities. And they were giving out bursaries and helping artists through the pandemic more than ever. And it was really cool because I kind of kept getting these little opportunities through them, doing live streams and all this fun stuff. And I get an email one day. I was out for a walk, and this email just shows up in my inbox, and it was, "Hey, would you like to go on tour with the Washboard Union?" And I flipped out, and I was, you know, freaking out about it. And they connected me with the Cavendish Beach Music Festival team, which I played there in 2019. So it was really cool to kind of like reconnect and with that festival. And unfortunately, we were supposed to go out in February. Four dates, one in Halifax, one in Glace Bay. It was initially supposed to be St. John, New Brunswick, and then Charlottetown, but we switched it to Fredericton. So we're heading out in May when everybody is hopefully kind of on past this Omicron variant, and hopefully we can all safely gather for this tour.
It'd be terrific to see you back on the road again, Shantae. It'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing. This is my first tour, essentially. Really, I've played lots of one-stop shows and festivals, but first time going on tour as a supporting act with somebody like the Washboard Union, who's had so much success, and I'm just really excited to get to know those guys. And Raquel Cole, she's amazing.
Yeah, she is. She is, for sure. In the meantime, Shantae, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Well, it is at Shantae Music, and I even jumped on the TikTok train, Cal. Shantae.music. I'm trying to learn my way around that app, but just anywhere you can listen to music too, you can find my name, Shantae, Shantaia.
Proud of you, Shantae. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again for sure.
Okay, thanks so much, Cal.